If anybody lives in the County Down area, the Ards Peninsula, or Newton Ards, or anywhere close to it, we warmly invite you to attend a gospel mission that's currently going on in the Free Presbyterian Church there, Grace Free Presbyterian Church, just on the Bangor Road out of Newton Ards. You'd be very, very welcome to attend. And just a short while ago, I was conducting an open air with some men from the church there in the town centre in Newton Ards. Lovely town and a great setting for an open air. And just if Billy's listening, met you for the first time today, Billy, you'll know who you are, and thank you for your kind words of encouragement. But just as the open air was drawing to a close, a good brother involved in the work in Newton Ards gave me this Bible. Now, I have a Bible already, but this is a very special Bible in that it is a waterproof Bible. I don't know if you can maybe you can't see the spine there yet. There it is. Waterproof Bible. I'd seen them on the internet, didn't have one in my hand, so didn't know what they looked like. But this dear brother gave me this waterproof Bible. Very good if you're outside or you're in the open air, maybe going on holidays or camping or something like that. You can put it in your rucksack, and it's actually made from plastic. I think the pages are all plastic, so it's a waterproof Bible. So if the rain comes on, the pages don't get destroyed. So physically, in a physical sense, this book is waterproof, the Waterproof Bible, BMP Publishers, whoever they are. But it just reminded me of the power of God's Word, that in a spiritual sense, God's Word is waterproof, God's Word is fireproof, God's Word is forever settled in heaven. The Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word will never pass away. People have tried to deny God's Word. People have tried to dilute God's Word. People have tried to destroy God's Word. People have tried to defy God's Word. People have tried to destroy God's Word. But here it is, and it's still the world's best seller. God has seen to it that His Word will ever be preserved. Let men do what they will. Down through the centuries, down through history, there have been kings and dictators and tyrants, and they have done everything that they have tried to get the Bible away from the people. Some have tried to ban it, some have tried to destroy it, some have tried to burn it. But still the Word of God, fireproof, bulletproof, bombproof, waterproof. God's Word will never pass away. It is forever settled in heaven. Voltaire was a famous infidel. He lived in France. He spent a lot of his life mocking the Christian faith, denying the person and work of Jesus Christ, calling the Word of God into question and casting scorn upon it. And he said that shortly after he would be dead, the only place you would ever be able to find a Bible would be in a museum. People would have lost interest in it. People would have realized that it's a foolishness. And that's what he thought. That's what he said. But strange poetic justice, his very home that he lived in became a place where the Word of God was in fact printed. And there are people today, and they view themselves as being great intellectuals, great men of renown, and they still cast scorn upon God's Word. Men like Richard Dawkins. But whenever they are dead and gone, the Bible will still stand, and God will still honour His Word, and God will still use His Word to draw people to Himself. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible declares to be the Word of God. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we encourage you, lay hold upon God's Word. Don't cast it off. God's Word is forever settled in heaven. It'll bless your soul if you read it and obey it. And again, we invite you to come. Oops. We invite you to come along, friends, to those meetings in Newton Ards. You're very welcome. The phone fell there, just stuck to the window frame with a piece of blue tack, so I'm not going to bother editing it or anything like that. But there you have it. That can go in the blooper reel later on. But join us on Newton Ards. You'd be very, very welcome. And hopefully we'll see some of you then. Make yourself known and We hope to see you. God bless you. Bye bye. I'm going to go off.